Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 524. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We start things off this week with a track from the Ophelias from Cincinnati, Ohio. The track is called Grand Canyon, and it's on a new EP called For Luck, which comes out this week, August 25th, on Joyful Noise Records. It is available as a limited edition lathe cut, 150 copy vinyl 7-inch single that may or may not be sold out. I'm seeing conflicting reports there, but it's also part of a 4-song digital EP there. I'm not sure what to think of that band. I don't have a whole lot of context, but I know it can suck me in big time, and that track there just, it just captured me. Anyway, I've got music for you this week, and that's what you came to hear, so let's go ahead and start things off here. This is Other Half. The song is called Tiny Head.
Could be, oh, I can hear you run, oh, I.
just a little throwback there. Not much indie rock gets played on the Too Much Rock podcast nowadays, but a couple of good ones there, starting with Other Half. The song is called Tiny Head, and it's on the album Big 20. Came out last Friday, August 21st, on Vin Records. That band out of Norwich, England, definitely pulls from the Hold Steady or Single Mother's sort of vocal stylings. But there's so much energy there, and the hooks are giant. There are two or three other songs on that album that I like just as much as that track that could have made themselves here onto the podcast as well. And then after that, we heard from French Mouth from Los Angeles. I played Paper Tiger, which is the title cut of the band's new EP. Came out Friday before last, August 14th. I think they self-released that one. Again, maybe not the most original band, but they're doing it so well. So much energy, and really enjoy that one, even if it kind of feels like a lot of the revival bands that happened in the 2000s. I'm very happy to play that, and happy to visit a couple of indie rock bands that don't usually get them a lot of love on the Too Much Rock podcast. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how it works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to turn a little bit here into some pop punk and some power pop, something a little more in tune with what happens on the Too Much Rock podcast usually. That track I'm going to play is called Stupid Band, and it's by Jenny.
Yeah.
Guest appearance there by the Fountain City Ultras here in Kansas City. That was The Uncouth with the cover of England Belongs to Me, retitled KC Belongs to Me, in honor of Main Street Saints, a oi band in Kansas City that used to play that song. That is the A-side of a new single that just came out a couple weeks ago, August 14th, on Teenage Heart Records. The B-side is a Tanqueray cover, another Kansas City band that was part of the oi scene here in, I don't know, the late 90s to early 2000s. It seems just like yesterday, and yet that was so long ago. Anyway, a great single there, very limited edition, I think 300 copies, and I think they're only available in person, actually, at Sister Ann Records. So go over and pick that one up. Before that, we heard from the band Mom from Malmö, Sweden. The song is Don't Leave With My Heart. It's the A-side of a two-song single that came out August 19th. Self-released, I think, digital only. So A-side, you know, your mileage may vary. That one is really good. And frankly, it kind of halfway through or maybe two-thirds of the way through when the cowbell kicks in and that guitar solo rips through and then you think it's done and then like, nope, we get another solo. That's really nice. And that one I found actually when I picked up the band's previous, again, digitally only single. I think Tonight is what that one's called. And that one's really good as well. In fact, Tonight might be a better song, but this guitar solo is just ripping. And then we started that set off with a band called Jenny. The song is called Stupid Band. And it's on a five song EP called Same that came out August 14th on Wanda Records. That band based out of Los Angeles and fronted by Jason Maurer, who has been in a number of bands evidently that are popular in the pop punk world, but I did not recognize any of them, but I am not cool, so that might be my issue there. Anyway, I'm about out of time, so let me go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 524. I have been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. or find me at your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch. And Twitch is every Monday through Friday, noon Eastern time, I do an hour where I kind of preview songs that might make it to the podcast or might not. Looking at the concert calendar, not a whole lot I know of coming up, actually. We've got a show on September 4th and September 6th at Lemonade Park, both of them with Shiner. I forget who's opening the first one, but the second one has the Whiffs opening, and so I'm excited about that one. The first one is, I think, kind of a high dollar only benefit show, and I haven't decided which one I'm going to make it to. It might be both, though. I like to get out of the house, and Lemonade Park is about the only place in town that seems safe enough to go to. I was there last night for the Emmeline Twist, Other Americans, and Dan Jones and the Squid Show. There are no photos or video of that up on the website yet, but there will be within a day or so. So by the time you hear this, they might be stale already. Anyway, let's wrap things up. I got one track left to play for you. It is by Logan Farmer, based out of Colorado. The track I'm going to play is called No One Owes Us Anything, and it's on a new album called Still No Mother, which came out Friday, August 21st, on Western Vinyl Records. This is a very interesting recording. Kind of reminds me of... I don't know, it maybe Richard Buckner at times. It is textured and layered, and it's singer-songwriter, but there is so much nuance and things in there like drum machines and field recordings, and I don't know, it's an amazing record, and it's something that you're going to have to put your headphones on and listen to over and over again. I will say that I tried for about 2 weeks, and it kept putting me to sleep, but I think that's a good thing. Anything that relaxes me enough just to let me doze off. You're going to let this envelop you, and you're going to live with this one for a while, and I think you're going to enjoy it if you do. So let's end it here with Logan Farmer. The song is called No One Owes Us Anything. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
It's called